Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Michael Stollard is here, too. Michael is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 8 years he's been hanging out with us. Michael is a co-founder and the president of ePlurbus Partners, and he talks to folks all over the world about how to do a better job of running their organizations, from little ones like yours and mine to big ones like General Electric and Google and folks like that. He's the author of a couple of books that I really like a lot, Fired Up or Burned Out, and his new one is called Connection Culture, The Competitive Advantage of Shared Identity, Empathy, and Understanding at Work. He's our good friend, Michael Stollard. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Hey, it's great to be back with you.
Hey, Mike, one of the things that I've said quite a few times on the show that I think is, I don't mind repeating it because I think it's an important attitude. It's a good attitude to have. It works for me. And that is that when we hire new people, we tell them, I look them straight in the eye with lowered eyebrows and tell them how seriously we take our work. And then I sit back a little bit and raise my eyebrows and I say, but simultaneously, we don't take ourselves very seriously. And what that turns out to be is work excellence where we have fun at the same time. Mm-hmm. And that suits me, and if it doesn't suit my employees, they go somewhere else.
You're reminding me of Joe Maddon and the Cubs just
recently. Oh, no! Wait a minute.
Maybe you're not as zany as doing some of the zany things he's doing.
don't blame me. You know, they're losing right now, so don't let me win.
But I'll tell you, look at how young that crew is.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I think he's ahead of schedule.
Yeah, they're wacky.
The success they've had.
Yep. So what do you think?
Well, I think it is important to have fun because it reduces the stress and it brings about a sense of camaraderie, and it takes the right leader to do that. You know, I admit that earlier in my career, I think I was too serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just life lightens you up, hopefully.
But if you're committed to excellence in your work,
yeah,
and you're committed to having fun, then you're not gonna be too pretentious about yourself, are you?
Right. You'll find you definitely see that in Joe Maddon. There's a humility there. He's been around the block a time or two, and he knows how to have fun with the crew. But you know, there's definitely a humility where he's. You know, I'm actually writing an article about him that I hope will be on Fox Business this week, in entrepreneur.com.
Right.
But one of the things I like about him is that he's very approachable. And you contrast him to, you know, the Cubs are being compared to the 69 Cubs, if you remember, who lost to the Mets. They
yep.
blew a 10-game lead
mm-hmm.
in their division. And at that time, they were managed by Leo Durocher. I don't know if you're a big baseball fan.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, Leo, his nickname was Leo the Lion
mm-hmm.
for good reason. He was just not approachable at all. He berated he had an incredible team of talent, but really squandered that. Where I think you see Joe Maddon's getting the best out of a much younger crew than Leo Durocher had, and it's amazing how far Maddon's taken them.
And you attribute that to humility?
I think there are a lot of things. Number one, he has a great baseball mind, incredible experience. He's been managing in baseball for something like 30 years. He didn't have much of a career as a player, but he's been managing a long time.
Right.
And, you know, if you have humility, I love the quote. I actually heard this from the football coach at SMU. He said, there are losers and there are learners.
Hmm.
And I thought, boy, that's a great. There's a lot of wisdom in that
yeah.
quote. If you
yeah.
really take those losses and learn from your losses, you get better all the time. I noticed in Maddon's career, he has over 700 losses. So
mm-hmm.
with humility, you learn a lot from your mistakes. But he was out there trying all the time. All these 30 years, he's learned a lot. And look at him today. He is. There's no question he's one of the best skippers in Major League Baseball.
Well, one of my favorite quotes is allegedly from Edison, and he's alleged to have said, "A failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work." And you know, if you're going to have that attitude, you're going to have to have a little humility as well. But let's dwell on that word just a little bit, because it's a word that doesn't always apply to management. And you know, when you think of being humble, having humility, you think of someone who maybe has just lost and who's not a winner. When you think of winners, oftentimes we think of people who are pounding their chests and spiking the ball in the end zone and you know, talking about how great everybody is. How do you combine humility and winning?
Well, the winner is out there trying a lot, right? You know, you look at over their career, they've been in the game. They've been taking risks and winning some and losing some and learning from the losses and getting better. And I think that's the key, is you'll find people who win in the long term have that humility, so that they have the courage to try and the humility to learn. And so...
When you're managing people, are you proposing that we are humble, but we actually use it as a practice, as a management practice?
Yes, exactly.
How do you do that?
Well, this is something I actually started experimenting with years ago, and I call it the knowledge flow process, but it really reflects humility. And here's what it looks like, Jim. Number one, we're going to our teams, and number one, communicating to them that, you know, I don't have a monopoly on good ideas. I know from experience that I've been wrong before, and we're only going to have our best ideas and be our best as a team, as a small business, as an organization, when all of us put our thinking caps on how to improve, whether it's increase revenues, reduce costs, become more efficient, better serve our client customers, what have you. If all our minds are working together, we're going to be better. So, and I see it as a three-step process. The first step is, as a leader, you need to put your cards on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how that looks. Number one, to share what you're thinking about issues.
Hold on to that thought, Michael. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, Michael has three of those ideas on how to have organizational humility. And we'll get more into those after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Much to me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.